You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone pastors the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hope of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome to Tim Talks. Did that sound like I was on a cruise ship?
You know what? I think my wife did a better slurp than you did.
She definitely has a better... That was really good. She put her heart and soul into that. Your grandkids must have been so proud of their grandma. Oh, man. Did they listen to it? Did the kids listen to it?
I think so. I have not gotten to see them yet, so we'll see.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. What do the grandkids call you guys?
Maw-maw and Paw-paw.
That's what I thought, Maw-maw and Paw-paw. Isn't that what your kids call Denise's mom and dad?
Yes. We tried to teach Steve to say grandma and grandpa, and the only thing, he was very young, obviously, the only thing that came out was Maw-maw and Paw-paw, and it stuck, so... All of the other nieces, nephews, the two other kids, it became the official Maw-maw and Paw-paw, so.
Yeah, that's not bad for a 16-year-old. I thought he did pretty good with that. Sorry, Steve. Not really. That's good. Well, I'm hoping for Poppy, but I'm sure it's going to come out something way worse. Everybody says, what are your grandkids going to call you? I said, whatever they come up with, that's what it's going to be.
That's about it, yep.
And the funnier it is, the more likely chance it is. Well, I want you to know that I'm setting up today a new website. It's called harrison.ca. It's all about my grandson. It's going to be all his pictures, his giggle, all those things. So, yeah. We're talking websites. We're talking Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, all that kind of stuff. Do you know what Snapchat is?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever participated in Snapchat?
Never have, and I don't ever plan on doing it.
Yeah, I'm not a Snapchat guy.
And of course, there's the Vines. Those are hot now. Yep. Basically, anything that's new, the young people go to. And in about 6 years, the adults, the older people gravitate towards that way to where, you know, Facebook is still a sort of tried and true, but not among the young people. You know, that's for old people and businesses now.
Yeah, because the young people figured out that their parents see everything they're doing.
That's right.
And so they got off of that thing quick. And unfortunately, the pastor is also seeing all that you are doing. And it's kind of sad, to be honest with you.
Yes, it can be.
Sometimes when Christians post things. And let me throw this in. Maybe we talk about this a little bit today. What you post on your websites and stuff. I have a real problem when... missionaries and pastors and Christian people post things that give the impression that all we're doing is goofing off. Could we please see some posts of people getting saved, of church services, of people walking the aisle, of people serving in a bus ministry? I would love to see more of that stuff. And there are some that post that, and I praise the Lord for that. And it doesn't have to be all that. But boy, I'll tell you, I've had a lot of preachers tell me that they get troubled when people they're supporting are posting things all the time that don't really pertain to ministry. And I know they're posting for their family sometimes and for their friends, but I think you got to be careful about that. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would think so. Because I don't really check other people's Facebook because I'm not on it. I try not to follow a million people on Twitter because I just wouldn't have time to scan through everything. What our missionaries or what maybe some evangelists do, I have no concept of what they're doing, you know.
Right. Brother Wolven and listeners, I've got to tell you this, that here in the Solid Rock Production Center, we have some folks that are vacuuming. They come through today. Oh. I try to do this at times when nobody's around, but that's pretty tough around here. So just so you know, and we may be able to cut that out, but if we don't, then that's what it is. So, I'm a big Instagrammer. I like Instagram. You put a picture and you put a little explanation and away you go. I like that. You can scroll through them pretty quick. And I see most of what I see on that. Facebook, I don't know. I do a little bit of it, but I have tried to use all of those things for promoting the gospel or promoting our ministry. I do put the odd thing on. I've got some pictures of my grandson. I've got some pictures of my family. But most of it's of church functions or of, you know, something we're doing in the ministry. And I think that's a great avenue for us to do that. It's a great avenue for church people to do that. Post that you had a great service. Post that your pastor preached a great message. Post that you're having an Easter program. Use that tool
Amen.
That you've got to promote your church.
Amen. Right? That is tremendous to do that. Yep. Now, I can see why on Instagram somebody wouldn't necessarily post about somebody getting saved, because I mean, can you imagine you just lead somebody to the Lord and say, "Hey, hold still, I want to put you on my Instagram." That doesn't go over, you know. But if you tweet or you put it on your wall for Facebook, what a blessing! Got to lead somebody to the Lord today. I mean, amen. That's awesome. Right. So I can see where you wouldn't necessarily be doing that on Instagram.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I've done that, but I've asked permission to do that. I've told them, man, I'm so excited you got saved. I'd like to share that with my friends and family, and I'd like to post that. I asked permission to do that.
You got more guts than I do.
Yeah. I had a relationship. I had a relationship. It's not somebody just walking down the street saying, "Hey, you want to get saved?" And
right.
And they call on the Lord. It's somebody you've got relationship with, and so I try to do that. And be careful of that, and you'd have to be careful. I tell people, pastors, be careful about posting pictures of your children.
Oh yes,
on the internet.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I'm cautious of that because hey. There's a show, I've never seen it, and I don't know if it's good or not, so don't lay claim to me on this. I think it's called Catch Me If You Can, and it's a show where somebody takes off running, and they have X number of days to try and catch that person. And almost inevitably, they are able to catch the person, mostly through social media. Mm. I've ridden with our police officers here in town, and they said, a name's come up of somebody that they're looking for. The first place they go to is social media, and they'll find them through social media. Who they know, where they live, background pictures. They can find you.
Yes,
people can find you through social media, and that means that they can find you as a pastor too. And I had a guy years ago call our house, scared my wife to death. I was on television. He didn't know where I lived, but somehow he got my phone number, my home number. And he called my wife one time and scared her to death. I know where you live, and I know you're from the States, and I know you have three children, and wow. So I learned a very big lesson that way. So be careful of those things. Be careful.
Yeah, I try to be very careful about posting any children on social media. And again, I'm on very few, especially mm-hmm. without the parents' permission. Monday, right. I happened to be at the Ohio Senate at a luncheon, and we were at a table where the president of the Ohio Senate was, and one of the pastors said, "Hey, can you get my picture?" And one of his daughters, the president's daughters, was in between them, and I said, I don't want to do that right now because, she'll be in that picture. And I just, I don't like posting things with other people's children unless they would say it's okay. Right. And, because of the whole political scene, I'd never even ask if I could show somebody's picture who's I don't care whether they're Republican or Democrat, try to keep the kids, the parents' children out of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a threat. I mean, people, if you want to hurt somebody, you take their kids, and that can be a real problem. I mentioned on Friday's podcast that I went to that prison, and you're not allowed to take a cell phone in. You're not allowed to take a wallet in, of course, things like that. But there was a young lady there who worked there, and she did take a picture for us. And she said, "Now, would you like to take pictures of the inmates?" And I said, "You can do that." And she said, "You can, with their permission, and you have to go through a huge bureaucracy of paperwork and stuff, but there's opportunity, but you do have to be careful in what you do. We did this. We had all of our bus kids' parents sign a permission slip that we were allowed to use images of their children in promotion. And so, but we're very cautious of that, very careful of that. We try to take group shots. You just got to be careful. So, yeah. What would you say today is the biggest mistake that churches make in their websites and Instagram and Facebook, some of those things? What are some mistakes they make?
Well, because I'm not on all those other things, I can just address websites and then you can sure. address some of the others.
But, okay.
I would think the websites, whenever I find this on ours, a date that is on there that's old, that just kills me.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something that just shows that it's not been updated or it's not not been kept up. You know, I just dread that. I've got a question for you here.
Yeah.
Do you put every sermon you ever preach on the website?
I have put probably 99%, but I do edit some. If I say things I think that are going to be challenged or criticized, I will edit those out.
Man, that's half my sermons.
I know. You'd be down to about 7 minutes a message.
I put like about 4 or 5 sermons a year because I'll put on there a salvation sermon, a guest preacher, you know, a mission sermon. I just try to put on there, something that'll give people the flavor of our church,
right.
Mainly because, like you said, it takes a lot of editing time, and I just want to be so very careful. You could be saying something, you know, like, hey, you know, I was driving the other day in this suburb of Columbus called Dublin, and I was going down such and such a street, and I thought, you know, I haven't seen Brother Jones for a while, and so I turned off onto so-and-so street. You know, you can say that in a sermon.
Mm-hmm.
You put it on the internet. Now you've just advertised to everybody,
right.
Hey, there's a shut-in of Mr. So-and-so
right.
on such and such a street in a certain town. And if he ever got broken into because some guy heard me say that or it was on, man, I would feel terrible. So that's sort of why we don't do that as far as putting every sermon on there. And to tell you the truth, I don't think many of my sermons deserve to be kept on the web.
You know what you have to be careful of, too, is announcing when you're going to be gone or, you know, other people are going to be gone, because that is an open invitation for a thief to go to your house knowing that you're not going to be there. You have to be careful of those things. I've talked about politician or I've talked about somebody in the community, and I that's not meant for everybody. And you do have to be careful of that sometimes. So yeah, you gotta guard what you put on there, pictures and things like that. And then
do you live stream all your services?
No, we don't live stream at all. I'm not a big live stream guy. I know people do it and they love it. And actually, I've watched some services live stream when I've not been home or, you know, circumstances where I just couldn't get to a church service. I've live streamed them and I appreciate it. But my thought was always this, that I don't want people staying home thinking, oh, we'll just live stream it. I want them to be in the church service.
Yeah.
I know the thought is,
I had that fear, but I have not seen that is the case, like that
right.
that being the tipping point
right.
of whether or not somebody stayed at home or went on to church. And I'm glad that we live stream, but we don't leave them on our we do the Facebook Live. We don't leave them right. on our Facebook Live. We'll leave them on there for a couple hours, and then we take them off. We delete them. And so anything that we do that would be more personal in the service, maybe baby dedication or
yeah.
have a politician come in or something like that, it's after the invitation. And we cut the service, we cut the feed when we begin the invitation, so.
Right, right. That's good. Awesome. Awesome topic. Let's pick up again on Friday with this. And
I've got one more question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Doctrinal statements. Mm-hmm. Do you put your whole doctrinal statement on your website, or a general outline of what you believe, and say you can contact us for more information, or what?
Ours was pretty thorough. You know, if people are looking at a doctrinal statement on a website, I'm thinking that they want to know what you believe, and it leaves no challenge, I think. So I would say yes. We were pretty thorough in listing ours. How about you?
No, ours is specific, but it's not detailed. You can't look at our statements on our website and not figure out that we are very conservative. We're Bible believers. We're King James people. We're Baptists. So you can't look at that. But we don't go into the whole. In our doctrinal statement, we have a doctrinal statement about music. We have a doctrinal statement about, you know, human sexuality. You have a doctrinal, quite a few different things. And so we just feel like if you really want to know, contact us and we'll get it to you. So,
well, saying that, I would say then, yes, we're like you in that we didn't put down every detail. We put down the major doctrines and what we believe with some scripture to support it. But no, we didn't get into those things. We didn't do that.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, let's leave it off there, and we'll pick it up on Friday and deal with the social media. It's been awesome. I'm Brother Al Stone, St. Thomas, Ontario, the Virgin Islands.
This is Dan Wolven in Columbus, Ohio. Visit our website, TIIMtalks.com.
That's right. Taking Interest in Ministry. That's great. Good advertising. Way to go. Man, let's get it out there. This is Tim Talks. Now it's Tim Time. Get to our website, get to our podcast sites, iPhones, Androids. Give us a subscription, would you please? And build that for us and leave a comment. We would appreciate it because it does help. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIMtalks.com.